Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, we meditate on the great gift that Jesus has given us in the Pope. Not to use too violent an image, but if you cut a person's head off, that person will no longer be able to govern his body. You can't tell your hands what to do, or your feet what to do, unless you have a head to tell them. So if the Church is Christ's body, what is the head that Christ uses to govern this body? Now, some people will tell you that Christ himself is the head, and that's true, of course. If we mean simply that Christ rules over the Church, or that Christ is in charge of the Church. But how does Christ rule over the Church? After all, we can't see Christ anymore. So to us, Christ is no longer a visible head of the Church. What we need is a church with a definite, visible structure and a definite, visible source of leadership. And this is why Christ gave his church the Pope. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus gave his church a pope in Matthew chapter 16 after Simon confessed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. To this, Jesus replied, Simon, son of John, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of death can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus makes Peter the rock. The name Cephas, or Petros, means rock, on which the Catholic Church is built. And he gives Peter the keys to the kingdom, which is a sign of authority over the whole church. And Jesus confirms that authority by saying, "Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And he says that the gates of death will not prevail, which means that even though Peter will die, the church and the office of the papacy that support it will never die. So people always want to know, why do Catholics have a pope? And there are all kinds of practical answers to that question, but the most important is simply that Jesus gave his church a pope and a papacy. That's why we have it. That's why we still have it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now there are lots of passages in the New Testament where Peter is acknowledged as the head of the apostles. For instance, Luke chapter 22, where our Lord gives Peter the exclusive mission of strengthening the other apostles. Or Matthew 17, where Jesus instructs Peter to pay the temple tax for both of them together. Peter thus becomes the public representative of Christ. Their identities have become linked, and so too Peter's authority must be respected as Christ's authority. But two very interesting passages have to do with Peter as the Pope, the head of the apostles, are Luke 12 and John 21. In Luke 12, Peter asks if a particular teaching is for everybody or just for him. And Jesus says, "Who then is the faithful and wise steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time?" Here, Jesus tells Peter that there's going to be one steward whom the master puts in charge of the other servants. Got that? Jesus says there's going to be a steward who's put in charge of the other servants. What is this steward's job description? To feed the servants. Then, after the resurrection, who is the only apostle that Jesus instructs to feed all his sheep? That's right, it's Peter. In John 21. Which means that Peter is the servant who's been put in charge by the master of the other servants. This is the way God runs his household, by putting one servant in charge of the others. And his household still has a steward who can trace his lineage, his office, back to that first steward, that first rock, the apostle Peter. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's important, when we're talking about the papacy, to remember what Jesus said to Peter when he first made him pope. He said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Simon, son of John, but my Father who is in heaven. And what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." So Simon gets the right answer, understanding that Jesus is the Son of God, not because of his human character, his flesh and blood, but by God's grace. And so too, the Pope will get the right answer to the questions about Christ, about what we should believe in Christ and how we should live as Christians, not because he's a better human, but because God will keep him safe from error. Now, there have been bad popes and mediocre popes and saintly popes. Just as Peter was sometimes bad, sometimes mediocre, and sometimes saintly. But none of the popes have ever officially contradicted one another about the faith. Never has there been a pope who officially taught what is wrong about faith and morals. That's quite an incredible record. Almost like the Holy Spirit is ensuring that no pope, no matter what his personality is, will ever teach what is wrong. That's a great reassurance. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus called Peter the rock, and said he would build his church on that rock. Jesus also said in the Sermon on the Mount that if someone doesn't build his house on the rock, then when the storms come, the house will collapse and fall apart. Those Christian communities, Protestants or Orthodox, who have rejected the rock of the papacy, those communities have fragmented and broken into different groups who will no longer even come together in prayer. In the 1500s, four guys, Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and King Henry VIII rejected the papacy, and now their communities have continued to fragment into more than 50,000. Shatter, shatter, shatter. See, if you attack our Pope, then you're attacking our unity. You're attacking the structural integrity of God's house. And may God forbid any of us do such a thing. So what should we take as a practical resolution, because every meditation should end with a resolution, from this reflection on the papacy? Well, how about this? In October of 1992, Pope St. John Paul II wrote a letter to all the Catholics in the world announcing the publication of the Universal Catechism, inviting us to read it, learn it, and let it guide our behavior and our conversations. How about as a practical resolution? Read paragraph 1 of the Catechism, which tells us the purpose of life, and then remember it all day.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I want to get your thoughts on the catechism. But first, I was only able to get limited hotel space for our pilgrimage to the Holy Land this June 7th through the 17th, but that's actually a real benefit for those who go because it means we'll only have one bus, but there are only a few spaces left. So come and join me in the Holy Land this June 7th through the 17th. If you're interested, contact us at schooloffaith.com or trinitytravel@schooloffaith.com. Now, Teresa, what did you think of me proposing that they go and read the first paragraph of the catechism?
It reminds me of the time I told my friend CK, I was like, I'm just going to read the whole Bible, like starting at the very beginning and get all the way through. And he's just like, yeah, good luck. I bet you'll try, and I got far, but it's really difficult to just sit down, and it's all really good content, but working your way through from top to bottom is a very impressive feat.
Yeah, it is.
Is there an easier way to go about it?
That's an awesome question, because the catechism can be very overwhelming when you first look at it.
Yeah.
I think a couple of really, three easy ways to really do it. I haven't listened to this myself, but I know he's very good, so I'm sure that Father Mike Schmidt's Catechism in the Year is excellent. Secondly, I filmed a 24-part series walking through the whole Catechism that any listener can watch on YouTube for free. But I really encourage people to the third way, and that is just pick it up and read it. It's very readable.
It is surprisingly readable.
I used to teach this course all the time on the catechism, and people would say, oh, Mike, you're so brilliant what you're teaching. And all I did was simply read it and just summarize it for them.
Yeah.
You have to remember, when I grew up, even though the church has always had a catechism, the last new universal catechism published was from the 1500s and the Council of Trent. So when I was your age, mm-hmm. when I was 20, and you wanted to know, well, what does the church teach on this? It was not easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found out that the Pope was publishing a new catechism, I was so excited because I wanted to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out in the summer of 1992 in French. I can't read French.
I always blame the French.
So I had to wait 2 more years. And when it finally came out, in June of 1994, I had just graduated from graduate school in theology.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't starting my first job in the church until August 1st. So I used the whole month of July, 1994, and I read the catechism paragraph by paragraph every day like a job, because I was so drawn in, and I was so amazed with the clarity that it speaks about every area of life with clarity. And it was like the scales fell off, and it was a clear path to live life.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is just the hard thing of long literature in general. I've just worked my way through War and Peace, and everyone's like, how did you do it? And it's meant to be read. It's a really good read, but it's really daunting. If you just take it sentence by sentence, though, there's so much good that you can gather from it. And that's not even nearly as applicable and meaningful as something like the Catechism. But the sheer wealth of knowledge is terrifying to look at. But that's why when I bought War and Peace, I got it in volumes. They're tiny. You feel like you're reading something so small. What I would do when I was reading the catechism is just like, half the time I'd flip to a random part or look up whatever I was really interested in that moment. And there's always something really interesting.
Well, actually, you just said a number of very important things. First of all, we just need to take it line by line,
mm-hmm.
because it's in English. We can understand it, but we want to go so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you are so right. Just read it. Just read a line and think about it.
Mm-hmm. It's a muscle you really have to work. It's really hard to just start on. I know the transition from like reading young adult fiction growing up to...
Yeah, this ain't like reading Harry Potter.
Reading War and Peace is very different because you have to have patience with it. And you actually have to fully comprehend every word and every line, because those writers understood how to use every single word, and every single word is specifically chosen.
Now let's talk about something very important. I think that many people are feeling overwhelmed and are struggling with anxiety because their mind is going so fast.
Now, we've talked about this before. We have so much input. Everything's constant.
And it's very fast.
Mm-hmm.
What our soul wants it wants to slow down.
Yeah.
And two of the greatest ways to really help your soul is to first meditate, like we just did in the rosary,
mm-hmm.
slow down and meditate, but take something worth reading and read it slowly. And it will start to slow down your thinking. It will slow down your whole system. It will slow down your soul. and you're starting to give your soul what it really needs. It needs reality in the form of truth.
Yeah. I just read a wonderful line from Victor Hugo, and I'm probably misquoting it slightly, but he said, "Peace is happiness digesting." And we don't digest anything.
That's a great line.
It's right down the hatch, but...
Peace is happiness
digesting.
Our soul needs to be fed on reality in the form of truth. Mm-hmm. So to take the catechism line by line, eat it, and digest it slowly, and we will become more at peace.
Yeah, you can't just take in content. You can't just read a book, and you definitely can't just read content like that. You've got to reflect on it.
Yeah.
You've got to digest it.
Yeah, but we have to have patience, and it's going to take time. You know, the catechism is broken up into four. You were saying break it into volumes.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the catechism is broken up into four volumes.
Yeah.
The first volume is just explaining what we profess every Sunday with the creed.
Mm.
And there's actually a beautiful section in that that's not very long, just on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's very readable. And the second section is on the Mass and the sacraments. But you could break each sacrament down. It's, again, very readable.
Mm-hmm.
And the third section is on the virtues and the commandments, how we're supposed to live. And the fourth section on prayer. So if you can break it down further and further.
Mm-hmm. It's not as easy and quick as Google, but it is much more comprehensive.
And we have to remember our brain, our mind, our soul is going too fast. And what's that line from Victor Hugo?
Peace is happiness digesting. Yeah,
we need to slow down and digest the truth, and then we'll have peace. Excellent line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a question to end with. If you only had 5 books that you could, those were the only books you could have for the rest of your life, which 5 would you choose?
Oh, that's dangerous. Is this going to be a theological snare where I have to include
I'm just curious.
We'll start with the Bible, then Les Mis. Les Mis is important. Everyone has to read it. Then the Count of Monte Cristo. Everyone has to read it. And War and Peace.
That's 4.
Yep, that's my 4.
That's your 4?
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty good.
They have been the most impactful reads in my entire life. Those are mostly writers who don't spend much time on plot. They just spend time reflecting. They're just essays and thoughts and reflections woven into a plot. Really beautiful.
Do you think that they've helped you in the skill of reflecting?
100%. I think the most beautiful page in Les Mis is an entire chapter just on contemplation and prayer, unrelated to the plot. And Victor Hugo says, essentially, if you're reading this right now and like you're trying to pray, just put this book down and like just actually experience like the spiritual depth. Experience it right now. Just set everything down and exist with it.
That's excellent. My 5, the Bible, the Catechism, the Count of Monte Cristo.
We agree on something.
And then I think the collected works of John of the Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And Life of Union with Mary by Emile Newbert.
Oh.
So the question for all the listeners, what's your 4 or 5? There is nothing I love more than being immersed in the life of Jesus and Mary for 8 days without any distractions. And that's why I want to invite you to come with me to the Holy Land this June 7th through the 17th. And when you get off the plane, you'll be stepping right into the Bible where it will all come alive. But this is also the greatest Marian pilgrimage. It's wonderful to go to Lourdes and Fatima, where Mary appeared. But I love even more going where Mary lived, to Mary's birthplace in Jerusalem, to Nazareth, where the angel Gabriel appeared to her, and where she lived with Joseph and Jesus, and to the place of the visitation, and to Bethlehem for the birth of Jesus, and the Temple Mount for the presentation and finding of Jesus in the temple. And finally, to go into the empty tomb of Mary, where she was assumed into heaven and where you can consecrate yourself to her Immaculate Heart. Now you can fly from anywhere in the world. And for more information, just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, or contact us at trinitytravel@schooloffaith.com. trinitytravel@schooloffaith.com. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.